And here's an advisory if you're the kind of person who talks to your smartphone. The phone may long remember what you say.
People who give certain voice commands to their Android phones are being recorded. As many people know, you can ask a smartphone, like the one that's in my hand right now, to search for information, as I'm about to do. Here's an easy question. Okay, Google, who's playing in the World Series?
The Mets lost to the Royals 7-1. They are playing the Royals tomorrow at 8:07 p.m.
8:07, very precise and convenient. The revelation here is that the audio of my voice, the search I just did, is saved online. Log into your Google account and you can listen back to all your searches. Alex Hearn wrote about this for The Guardian.
It's admirable transparency, but it's also rather disconcerting to be able to open up a page, scroll down 3 months, click on a link, and hear yourself asking your phone for directions to a supermarket.
Unless Android users opt out of this feature, there will be a record of months of your voice commands, which can paint a picture of an individual's interests.
NPR producer and Android user Nick Fountain let us log into his account, and we quickly learned something about his life.
Set alarm for 2:45 a.m. Set alarm for 3:35 a.m. Set alarm for 2:45 a.m.
He once worked an early morning shift at Morning Edition. As you can tell, to see how accurate the Google-curated picture of Nick was, we asked two of his colleagues.
Lauren McGaughey and Rachel Ward guessed, based on their knowledge of Nick Fountain, what he would be asking his phone for information about, and then we matched their guesses with the reality.
Bicycles.
Cantilever brakes picture. City bike map. Rosaryville trail map.
Kale recipes.
Pickling. Any sort of food preservation.
Farmers markets.
New York Times cooking. Cucumber, tomato, red onion. Poblanos. Tomato calories. Fishball soup.
Apparently it's a pretty accurate picture. Nick Fountain did worry about his privacy, but not too much.
And I think security is really key. But if something is private and it's going to make my life easier, I'm probably going to take the bait.
Who sampled Steely Dan De La Soul?
Because...